Dave and I have Gregory Webb, one of our product marketing managers, over collaboration. Gregory, it's good to see you here at BrainShare.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what we've asked you to come in is just tell us what's going on with collaboration here at BrainShare this week.
We've got a lot of good stuff going on, gentlemen. If you come down by the lab, for instance, we've got about 20 tables on collaboration that cover both Open Enterprise Server 2, the Open Workgroup Suite, and then the products that I'm responsible for that rock the house. Novell Group-wise, we're talking about Bonsai on the clients. We've got a full station on personal productivity from a Windows perspective, one from a web access perspective, and one from a Linux Mac perspective. We also have, of course, Teaming Plus Conferencing down there.
That's been real popular with people who've come in here to talk
good.
To us.
Have you heard something about that today?
Oh, yeah.
All good, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people looking to deploy that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got three tables down the lab that address Teaming Plus Conferencing, one on Teaming, one on Teaming Plus Conferencing, and one on IceCore, the open source project. Lots of good opportunities to go down and talk to folks in the lab about the workgroup collaboration products.
Actually, I got something exciting to tell you that we heard about Teaming Plus Conferencing today. That is, we had a partner in here, and a partner was just telling us how blown away he was by the interaction he's had with Novell and with our developers directly, and how he said it's incredible to have input on what the product is.
I mean, you're absolutely right. This is such a great opportunity with, you know, the people who build the product to go and talk to them, to interface one-on-one down in the lab, to talk to those guys and talk about technical support issues. Obviously, there's some of that, but then to talk about roadmaps and what's happening in the space and what these guys are doing at home that they're so passionate about.
So we got the Cold Tech Lab stuff going on. You guys have sessions, obviously, everything from, I assume, like introduction sessions, especially on teaming and conferencing.
We do. There's a couple of I/O sessions. We actually did one this morning that was well attended. We had about 75 people in there. It was a GroupWise Bonsai code release, you know, next release of GroupWise, as well as on Teaming Plus Conferencing. We talked a little bit about the future of those products, a little bit on the roadmap. It's interesting because the BrainShare team obviously ranks the sessions. We let the people who attend the show come in and vote. Of the top 10, Workgroup owns 6 of those tracks.
No way.
A couple of those, 2 are GroupWise. One of those is the Getting Things Done with GroupWise Bonsai session. So there's 400 people registered for that session.
Oh, that's incredible.
Awesome.
So you guys have, you know, introduction, the I/O sessions. You also have Birds of a Feather, I assume?
We do. We're actually doing a couple of Birds of a Feather. I'm doing a session on how to protect GroupWise in your environment. It's a little bit of a competitive session. We've got some of the experts in the space,
okay,
some of our partners who are experts who will come in and talk about what they see from a customer perspective when they go out to accounts where there might be something at risk, how they address those challenges.
Oh, cool.
Lots of good content.
How about keynotes? What are you guys doing with keynotes this week?
We have some really good stuff to look forward to. We've got 2 keynotes. Of course, we've got our traditional business unit keynote on Wednesday. That will be essentially a keynote addressing collaboration.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about Bonsai. Huge interest there in terms of when Bonsai is going to be available, what it's going to look like, how we'll look on your client of choice.
Yeah.
And then obviously on Teaming Plus Conferencing, as well as some information on the dynamic storage technology piece that's in Open Enterprise Server 2.
Oh, that's, to me, some of the most exciting stuff in OAS 2.
Lots of great stuff. Lots of great stuff.
Okay, Gregory, what about in the Partners Pavilion? Any cool collaboration partners that you've seen?
Novell BrainShare is all about our collaboration partners. We've got some rock-solid partners. We've also got some partners who are new this year who are very excited about what we're doing in the collaboration space. And we have some of the best APIs in the market. So we've opened up those APIs via GroupWise and via Teaming Plus Conferencing, and we've got partners just eating it up, looking for ways to extend the value of the product to their customers and meet their business challenges.
Cool. So go to the Partner Pavilion.
Absolutely.
See all the cool stuff we got
Check
going
it out.
On there. My favorite day of keynotes are Friday. That's when we get to see all the cool geeky stuff that's, you know, down the road future type stuff. I know you're showing something cool.
We are showing some very cool stuff. As a matter of fact, I was backstage today. We had the 2 people who are presenting with Troy Money backstage with a green screen. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
Matrix-like.
Oh, excellent.
It is going to be awesome. You're going to see some people doing some stuff that you don't normally see them doing.
Oh, very cool.
In advance of this. In addition to, obviously, that cool effect. We've got our business unit talking about the future of collaboration from a social computing, social networking point of view, what social networking in the enterprise looks like and why people should care. I spent some time today with some press people and they're saying, you know, isn't that just a waste of time when you got people IMing one another?
Oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding.
No, and that's the perception. We certainly have customers who say, I don't know that I see the value of this yet. And we say, come to the Friday keynote and you're gonna see this.
Let's just say all of these open source projects that I'm working as a part of, all of the developers on them communicate via IRC, which is group instant messaging. They have put together those massive projects that way.
I'm sorry, but IM has just changed my life. I get so much more done because when I'm on, you know, those long, like hour-long conference calls you're on, I can get like four or five separate
multitasking
things done.
Multitasking, baby.
Or when I know they're going around the room and they're saying, okay, what status on this? What status on this? When I know my name's coming up, I can real quick check with someone, make sure that I've got status before the question
Absolutely.
Comes to me. And it makes me look smarter.
You know,
I love IM.
Instant messaging is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many cool technologies happening, much of which is coming to us from the consumer space.
Yeah.
We got these people coming into work environments saying, look, I don't know how to collaborate via email. I don't even know what that is. I check my email maybe every week. Give me some of this so-called next generation stuff, wikis and blogs and discussion forums, as well as a team workspace, a virtual environment. We're going to show you where the future of that is, and it's going to just rock your world.
Oh, very cool. We're very excited to see it. Thanks a lot for stepping in and telling us all about what's happening this
week. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.